Radio.
All right. It is Tuesday, which means we are back with Robert from Fernley Reporter here in the studio to talk about anything and everything going on in Fernley. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Pretty good. Welcome back. Hope you had an awesome, last 2 weeks while I was gone on vacation.
Had a lot of busy time the last 2 weeks while you were gone, so I kept thinking of you on the Matterhorn while I was busy working.
Oh, you, come on, man. I was the one on the Matterhorn. That was a lot of fun. And it was really cool because while we were there at Disneyland, I actually got a chat with a cast member who was talking about the, did you know that they have a half-court basketball court inside the Matterhorn?
No.
They do.
Wow.
Yeah, and every employee, when they get hired on, they get to go in there and shoot some hoops, and then they have you can write your name on the wall, and they have this little area where Walt Disney, you know, first wrote his name on the wall, and it's a tradition for all new employees to get a chance to go up there and check it out. It's on the 6th floor of the Matterhorn.
Wow.
So you didn't get that you didn't know about Disneyland, yeah. Right?
You didn't get to see that yourself? No.
No, I did not. No, I did not. But I know people. I know people. So one day we'll definitely go in there, and I want to take a look at it. And I'm pretty sure no cameras will be allowed, but
yeah.
I definitely want to check that out. But he also told me on the 7th floor that they're not allowed to go onto is an area where when Walt was alive and he got to go there in the park, he would go on the 7th floor, and there's a little lookout. On the top of the Matterhorn that he can actually open up and look out, and nobody would know or see that he was looking at towards the park. So really awesome stuff. There's a lot of stuff that we know about Disneyland that most people don't know. And sometimes we like to play stump the cast member and see if they know what we know. So all about Disneyland. I mean, we could just be here all day. But anyways, it was a fun vacation. So tell us, what have we missed in the last week? What's been going on here in Fernley?
Well, last week, City Council met, and one of the biggest discussions they had was discussing the structure for business license fees in the city, because they're obviously, as we know, they don't get much consolidated tax revenue, so they're looking at other ways that they can create revenue, so they're trying to restructure. Actually, they did approve to restructure the way that business license fees are set up. So
now we have a lot of businesses that listen to the show.
Yeah.
How is that going to affect those businesses?
So those businesses, instead of how much their license costs being based on the number of employees they have, now it will be based on what their gross revenues are.
Okay, so that's similar to how Reno does it.
It's not based. It's not like a percentage of your gross revenues. It's once you meet the threshold, then you move up to the second level, the third level.
It's based on gross receipts, right?
Gross receipts
for the annual year. Okay,
yes.
And that's exactly how Reno does it, because I also run a mobile DJ business, and I have to have a license in almost every city that we operate in. And in Reno, that's how they do it. They base it on income brackets, on gross receipts for the business, and then that determines how much you pay.
Yeah, so the lowest fee in the city here is $100, and it still is. And so, but instead of if you had from between 1 and 20 employees before you move up to the next level, now it's if you're over $35,000 and a year in total revenue, gross receipts revenues. And then there's thresholds as you go, so at each threshold you step up, your business license increases by a little bit. It's not a percentage of what your revenues
okay.
are. So.
And when does that when does that become effective out here?
Well, they approved it last week, so I think it's... I'm not exactly sure the date,
okay,
but
okay.
I think it's roughly like it has to go like 60 days, and then it takes effect, something to that effect. I believe, but I'm not 100% sure.
Now, I know City Council was all supposed to get together in regards to the Lyon County School District issue with Fernley Elementary. Any updates on that?
Well, they did not meet with the school district yet to talk about Fernley.
Okay.
They did have a item on the agenda about Fernley, Hardy Lane, and they actually said that it could be 2019, and they're certainly hoping it doesn't take that long, but because of all the processes they have to go through, it could technically be 2019 before they can repave that road.
Jeez.
But the states involved in that, the Bureau of Reclamation, the Truckee Carson, TCID, the Truckee Carson Irrigation District. So there's a lot of entities involved there. So they
that's a very long process.
But when I've talked to Mayor Roy about it and some of the other officials at the city, they're just as exasperated about it as residents are. So another issue that came up was you probably know recently the city had one animal control officer to cover the whole city, and
right.
he recently resigned.
He did, right.
Okay, so there's been a lot of public outcry about what's going to, because there's a lot of reports about dogs running loose, and what do we do? We don't have an animal control officer anymore. They have hired a temporary person to fill in until they replace the person who left.
Okay.
So there is somebody you can call when you call the city and come and pick up a dog that is running loose through your neighborhood.
And that's a temporary position for this person. Is it full-time still, or is it part-time?
It is full-time.
Okay.
The guy they hired is pretty well-known throughout the county. It was Willis Lamb. And he's with the Wild Horse group out of Silver Springs. So he's really active in a lot of animal things throughout the county. And so he's filling in while they go through the process of advertising the position and selecting somebody, get them trained and all of that stuff. Because one of the things people were calling the sheriff's office when there's animal problems, but the sheriff's office don't have, they can't catch a dog. They don't have a cage to put them in. They don't have the proper training. Those are separate training that they have to meet requirements for that the sheriff's officers don't have. And so call the sheriff's office when there's a dog loose, you're not really going to get any help from that avenue. So
no. it's just going to be redirected to the animal control.
But some of the problems that people were saying was because the guy, having one animal control officer for a city the size, he's so busy that it takes such a long time to get somebody out there when you have an issue going on. And a lot of people have just been, when they see a dog loose in the neighborhood, maybe try to take it in. But some of the people that were at the meeting were concerned about that animal maybe getting in a fight with their own animals or maybe tearing up their house or something.
Right.
And so some people are very, very hesitant to do that.
Wow. Well, it's good to know that they have somebody filling in for the position now. So that's the good part.
And the mayor made the statement that, we are aware of this, so trust us. So, somebody from the government says, trust me, that's, at the very least, it was funny. But, there was a lot of people saying you need more than one person. And then that comes back to funding. And so there's a lot of issues going on.
Yeah.
So the city's trying to work through all
Any volunteers? Any volunteers? Now accepting volunteers. All right. All right, so what else we got going on?
Well, we got the Senior Pro Rodeo going on out here this week.
Okay, great.
And it starts Thursday, and I've got the schedule of events, but starting there's a rodeo performance Thursday at 7 p.m., and then again on Friday at 1 p.m., and they have their dinner and dance Friday at 6 o'clock, and that's where they'll crown this year's rodeo queen, and they have a Calcutta, which have you ever seen a Calcutta?
I have not.
Yeah, you have not. It's sort of like an auction where you can bid on who's going to win certain events, and so it works just like an auction, and you can bid on a particular competitor and win a prize if you're the one who wins.
How awesome
so
is
they,
that?
They have that going on at the dinner and dance, and you can get the information on that at their website at fernleyrodeo.com, and I think the tickets for the dance are $20 a piece, and that's for dinner and the dance and all the other activities that they have going on out there. And then they will have vendors in the park on Saturday and two rodeo performances Saturday, and then the fifth and final rodeo performance Sunday afternoon.
How awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to checking out those festivities. We were also discussing a potential challenge. Have we been able to reach out to anyone out there, or have you been successful on finding out if if there's something that we could do that would be challenging between Biggest Little Radio and Fernley Reporter?
No, I didn't. I talked to him just to make sure that you know, that we had credentials to be out there, but I'm not really sure what we could do, but I know there's something we could go out there and make a fool of ourselves.
Well, hopefully we'll put something together before the weekends and make that happen. All right, well, we're just almost pretty close to wrapping up the time here. Anything else you want to discuss here?
Obviously, one of the big things is my parents have their kids going back to school, and the summer vacation's over after this weekend for the kids going back to school. We will have a special guest in the studio with us next Tuesday from the Lyon County School District to talk about any and anything related to the beginning of the school year. And they'll be in here Tuesday. Since school starts Monday, they'll be able to tell us how did the first day go, and then talk about some of the preparations they make to get ready for students coming in, and maybe any new programs or anything that they have that they might want to highlight. So,
are you leaving the guest that we're having next Tuesday a mystery?
Well, I'm not exactly sure who it's going to be.
Oh, okay. We just know someone from Lyon County.
We know somebody
will be here.
It may be Superintendent Wayne Workman, but it may be somebody else that he designates to come out here. I did talk to him, and he asked me to forward him a list of subjects that I wanted to talk about so that he could be prepared. So, but whether or not he's able to make it himself, I'm not totally sure.
All right, we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope that...
Yeah, hopefully, yes. Go straight to the man atop and then let it trickle down from there. Yeah.
That's next Tuesday, 4 o'clock, right here on Biggest Hood Radio. So make sure you're streaming live from our web player, biggesthoodradio.com. If you have an iPhone, you can download the app Shoutcast, all one word, Shoutcast, one word, and search Biggest Hood Radio on there. You can listen to us loud and proud. All right, Robert, we're just about out of time, so let's go ahead and have you come back next Tuesday, 4 o'clock.
Looking forward to
it. Awesome. Thank you so much. And, of course, you can definitely check out his website, FernleyReporter.com, right?
That's it.
FernleyReporter.com, or like his Facebook page at The Fernley Reporter. That's at The Fernley Reporter. Also, if you would like to message him at all, email him about anything you would like him to cover, please shoot an email to Robert at FernleyReporter.com. That's Robert at FernleyReporter.com. Thank you, Robert. Have a great one.
You too.